This is North Shore Today for Tuesday, August 16, 2022, brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. Cloudy today, mid-70s for highs. Looks like we're going to get some rain finally this evening. Salem State University will be getting a $10 million donation to fund its teacher training pipeline. The Salem News is reporting that the Cummings Foundation will be supporting initiatives in the School of Education, and this represents the largest cash gift ever given to a Massachusetts state university. City of Lynn is asking Lynn residents to restrict their water usage. According to a story in today's Daily Item, the Lynn Water and Sewer Commission noted that area drought conditions have impacted the decreasing water levels at the city's reservoirs, and the move is seen as being proactive. State Senator Joan Lovely of Salem says that alternative energy sources continue to be developed to serve Massachusetts and the North Shore, including wind power.
We are going to have a marshalling facility. That is the plan, and it's an active plan, to be able to construct and put these turbines together and then float them out to the Gulf of Maine so the federal government will be opening up bidding for the opportunity of offshore wind out in the Gulf of Maine. And also increase solar, geothermal for opportunities for people as well. We really need to wean ourselves off of fossil fuels over the next few decades.
Lovely recently spoke on an MSO News Sports podcast. The Newburyport Daily News has a story today of a Groveland woman who intentionally drove over newly painted street lines, ignoring signs and police in May. The woman has been ordered by a court to reimburse the city of Newburyport just over $2,000 in damages. Check back to our website throughout the day for news and sports updates. Sports next with Bill Newell.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Hi, everyone. I'm Bill Newell with sports. The Red Sox open a series in Pittsburgh tonight against the Pirates. The Lynn Babe Ruth 15 All-Stars are in Virginia, now 2-0 on their trip. They'll play a team from New Jersey this morning in the Babe Ruth World Series. North Shore Baseball League Championship Series, the Beverly Rex take a 2-1 lead last night with a 4-3 win in Beverly. The series continues tonight at Cooney Park. Intertown League Championship Series is now Hamilton Wenham's with a 2-0 lead in a best-of-five game series. That series will resume with Game 3 Wednesday night at Patton Park at 5:30. Endicott football started their preseason workouts last week, and head coach Paul McGonigal is pleased to see his newly recruited freshmen on the field and in person.
For us, it's great to see the freshmen on the field. You got, you know, months or years of recruiting and get them on campus and see them on the field and see how they are. At the same time, seeing our guys after having a great offseason with our strength coach, Coach Dustin, who does a phenomenal job in, you know, the spring and stuff, at the same time what they did in the summer, and kind of see who's in shape and who's not.
The Gulls open the 2022 season Saturday, September 3rd at St. Lawrence. That's sports. Along with Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell. Thanks so much for joining us on North Shore Today.